listening to With Vikings, a Sport at WIT podcast. Hello, I'm Lizzie Kent, and you're very welcome to our 16th episode of the podcast. I'm flying solo today. Tom is on his holidays, so he'll be double-jobbing between now and Christmas. on today's podcast, we will have a chat around all things With Vikings sports scholarships. I'm delighted to welcome Jack Lyons, sports officer working in the area of scholarships, and two of our students, Dean O'Mahony, in the area of karate, and Fidelma Marion in the area of ladies football. Jack, Dean and Fidelma, you're very welcome to the show. Jack, we'll start with you first. You might talk to us a little bit about the various scholarships that we have on offer here in WIT.
Thanks for having us, Lizzie. We've got three kind of main sports scholarship programs on offer here in WIT. So we have, at the minute, we have an elite sports scholarship, which is our top level. We have a sports scholarship level and we have an emerging talent level. So the elite sport level is our top scholarship level, as I just mentioned there. That would be aimed at high-achieving international athletes. So that would be athletes that would be competing at international level and achieving at that international level. The sports scholarship then would be that level just below that. So, with the elite scholarship, we have a €2,000 bursary involved, and also all the support services, which I'll go through later on. The sports scholarship, we have a €500 bursary and all the support services, which I'll go through. And emerging talent is no bursary, but all the support services that I'll go through later. With the emerging talent and the sports scholarship, in second semester, there's an option for students on that to move up. So on the emerging talent, as I said, there's no bursary involved, but we hold bursaries for students who are performing excellently throughout the year, who perform excellently academically, and athletes who perform well academically, athletically, and adhere to kind of the sports scholarship contract and kind of what we're looking for in our sports scholarship students. There's an option to move up to €500 in the sports scholarship. Similarly, if they're kind of performing well athletically and academically, there's the potential to move from a €500 bursary to a €1,000 bursary.
And just on that, as in when you talk about athletically, is that within the college sporting environment, or is it externally, or how do you look at that?
It's both. I suppose we're monitoring students all the time, so we're kind of, we've 75 plus students on the program this year, so we're kind of keep tabs on what people are doing. We ask all the students to send us in their kind of achievements as they're going outside. Like, we'll have tabs, obviously, on everything that goes on through sport in WIT, but sometimes it's a little bit harder to keep an eye on everyone outside. So we ask students as part of their contract to send us on kind of achievements that they might pick up along the way with their various sports clubs or our counties or whatever it is outside the college. And as well, we'd kind of have, as sports people ourselves, we kind of have good idea of what's going on in the Southeast region and in Ireland, I suppose, on a sporting level. So we'd kind of reward our students, I suppose, for achieving, I suppose, through the year.
Fantastic. And you mentioned some of the supports that we provide here in WIT. You might maybe take us through some of those, Jack.
Yeah, absolutely. So financial support, obviously, is kind of one thing I mentioned there. We have sports science. Obviously, we have a great sports department here in WIT. The largest in Ireland, I believe. So they've new courses with nutrition, the masters in sports psychology, which I believe is up for an award this year. We have the health and exercise science and sports coaching performance. So we've kind of a wealth of knowledge there, and they're all rode in behind us, and they're kind of happy to help. So if students need help in nutrition, sports psychology, anything on that side, I suppose we have help there ready to go. Strength conditions, so they all, with our state-of-the-art WIT Arena, I suppose we're very lucky. The students will all get gym membership out there. They'll all get slots in the high performance to carry out their gym program. And obviously the wealth of knowledge, I suppose, that we have in the college is also mirrored out there, I suppose, in the WIT Arena with the likes of Joey O'Brien and Shane Deneen and these guys who are happy to help with one-on-one meetings with the scholarship students and can set them out programs and things to work on through the year. There's obviously the gear, which everyone loves. We went to Adidas last year. It was lovely. access to medical and physiotherapy, so doctor support, and obviously Conor McCarthy in Tramore with the physiotherapy. We offer academic support, so again, sports who grinds for the students. So if students are struggling with certain topics, we urge them to let us know and we can give them a hand. The main thing we want is retention and people continuing on their course and to get through, I suppose. And obviously we hold workshops throughout the year. So this year we've we generally hold workshops on stuff like nutrition, sports psychology. I think this year UPMC are going to do a concussion talk with us, and stuff to basically things we like to give the students, I suppose, the tools to give them what they need, I suppose, to achieve at a high level, I suppose.
Super. Thanks for that, Jack. Dean, we might just move on over to you there. You're smiling away there. You might maybe just tell us a little bit about what you're studying here in WIT, maybe a little bit about your sport, and then maybe you might talk to us a little bit about the scholarship programme and I suppose how you're finding that experience.
Well, in terms of what college course I'm doing, I'm in the honours degree in Bachelor of Business. Really kind of just came into it because I was good in secondary school at economics and business, and kind of just fell into it more than anything, because, you know, as everyone, every teenager kind of doesn't know what they want to do, but I'm really enjoying it now at the moment in the college. And of course with the scholarship program, it's obviously helping me a lot in terms of the availability of grinds and thoughts of the financial help as well. Well, my sport is sport karate. So this year, next year in the 2020 Olympics, karate is first time ever in the Olympics, which is a great achievement for the sport. They've been campaigning for years. On a personal level, I started karate when I was 3 years old, so down in Olive's Hall down at the back of City Square. And I'm with Pat Rocket Karate Academy, where we have a new facility down in Osier Park. In terms of where I'm at now, 2 weeks ago I was competing in Belgium at the Belgium Open, and I finished second under 21 in minus 67 kilos and fifth in the senior event. Obviously with the scholarship and we're working with Joey over in the WIT Arena with my strength and conditioning, I'm on a different level now in terms of my athletic performance, and also with nutrition. I've got a bit of help with the lads as well. The last year I've really kind of come up leaps and bounds in terms of my performance and how I'm training, more professional style. So I find what the scholarship kind of brings is gets the athletes to have a professional. We're amateur athletes, but we're acting like professionals, which is kind of great for the not only the athletes but also the college itself.
Fantastic. And I was only speaking to somebody this morning, and they were just talking about how they're looking at maybe adding elements of strength and conditioning and things like that to their own performance. You might just talk to us. How long are you on the program, and I suppose where you've seen the benefits or where you've felt them in relation to that program?
Well, last year I was accepted onto the Emerging Talent Programme, and I was kind of, I think, in Jack and Tom's ear a lot now trying to get into it, because I was the first karate athlete to ever get a scholarship here in WIT, which is was great for myself and also for the sport, because it shows how we're kind of growing. So as I was in their ear, I was in Joey's ear as well, kind of trying to get, because I knew him from being around. He has a background in Muay Thai. So I was in here's ear then trying to improve, because I'm obviously not the biggest young fella, like, so trying to get a bit stronger, a bit bigger was the aim. So obviously working with him, I was working with him nearly over the summer there twice a week, and during college, and I also work part time, so it was kind of hard to fit it in with him, but I'm kind of going once a week with him at the moment, which is a great help, because it's just getting me fitter, stronger, faster. And I think that all athletes kind of competing at a high level, especially on the scholarship programme, need to have that kind of base, a fitness base of strength, speed, power. And especially in my sport then, like with karate, it's a semi-contact sport, kind of a point scoring system, where I need to be, very, very quick. And Joey was able to curtail what he was doing with me to fit what I needed.
Okay, so he tailored the programme to...
Yeah, he did. He tailored it towards, obviously different stages, strength, power and speed. Kind of nearly like a fight camp, like you'd obviously see the likes of Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. They're doing certain camps that are dedicated to what they need. So obviously, I'm looking to do more of a professional... I want to be a professional athlete, but I'm at an amateur standard, but we need to act like professionals. And Joey was able to help me with that.
Fantastic. And I always find it intriguing with, I suppose, athletes who, as you mentioned, are competing at a professional standard, but are amateur. And obviously you're trying to balance college, you've mentioned a job. You might talk to us a little bit about that, and I suppose about how you're managing that.
well, like, I barely have a time to go to the bathroom, never mind that else. Yeah, well, I'm working 18 hours a week in Super Value down in Kilbarry, and on top of that then a full-time course in the WIT. And then I tried to train between 10 to 15 hours a week, trying to 6 days a week I kind of train, which is, it's a lot of dedication. Like, it's early mornings and late evenings. You don't really get a lot of downtime, like, you know, obviously other aspects with social aspects with the lads or with my family and girlfriend and so on. It's hard to kind of balance it all. But I'd say the whole thing is like kind of trying to keep a cool head. Like, I've been working with Sean as well on the scholarship program with sports psychology. And he's really have to kind of setting out how to set routines and set how to structure your weeks and days, like, kind of to stay calm through it all, like, you know, not to get too wound up about, oh, I've work now and college now and work later and have to fit in training here and there. You kind of have to just go with the flow of things sometimes as well.
Is it a little bit about maybe focusing at, I find this very interesting now, as in focusing at the task in hand, as opposed to, I would find even myself doing tasks, you nearly get carried away with what's to come and you nearly miss what you're doing. Would that be something that you feel, you know, when you're in work, you're in work, when you're in college, you're focused on your college work, you're getting that done?
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of have to just, you have to be in kind of a mindset where you just set your mind on something, get the task out of the way, and then what's the next? Not rather than thinking of, in the grand scale of things, like, you're looking at 101 different things and you're probably going 50% with all of them rather than 100% with one thing, move on to the next, you know. And I think that also helps with the sport that I'm in, that I kind of have that kind of a bit of a structure. So when I came into college and I was working, it all came with the one go, kind of increasing my level of sport, like the level of amount I train. Then I had to get a job to pay for my college, and I had to study to stay on the scholarship program and to get my degree. So it is a lot, but you have to kind of stay focused on each individual task more than the whole thing in general.
Fantastic. Fidelma, you might talk to us. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, you're very welcome here. Fidelma, you might tell us a little bit about what you're studying here and your chosen sport.
Yeah, so this is my third year in criminal justice studies here in WIT. So it's my third year on the ladies football team and my third year on, let's say, the scholarship program. So yeah, I came to college, I suppose, when I was 17. So obviously that's something that you're very young, like, coming into college. So obviously settling in is a big part, and obviously the scholarship helped me so much with settling in, because I think when you are young, you need that bit more of guidance, if you get me. So you need a bit more, like, people helping you, telling you where to go. And I think because I joined the football team, because I was on the scholarship, like, everyone there, the staff there helped me so much. And yeah, it was definitely something so beneficial to me. Even in an informal way, like, the staff here, they'd help me, you know, get a bus out, or if it was anything I was struggling with, like, let's say first year, you know, exams might have been colliding up, or I wouldn't have known, like, much people around, you know, like, staff, Katie and Jack, let's say, helped me so much as well.
Fantastic. And you're here in WIT all the way from Clare, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. I suppose it's a long way from home. When I did pick the course, I was happy with it, and it was obviously a bit daunting. You're moving away from, you're like 2.5-3 hours away from home. Like, it's something that's, you wouldn't expect at the age of 17. But, you know, when I settled in the first 2 months, like, even that bit of football, even everyone here in the staff, like, they help you. They make sure you know where you're going. And just little things like that, you know, play a big role.
And what's the best thing about ladies football here in WIT?
Definitely the people you meet. I mean, like, I would not have, like, some of my best friends are on the ladies football team, and I would not have known any of them if I didn't, like, play football with the team. It's also a great stress reliever, you know, when you're in college, you're in there, like, for the whole day. So you need something to get away from. You need something to go, even if it's for a run, or, like, do something, even with the girls on the team. Like, so that's so handy to have after college.
Great. And you mentioned some of the informal supports, just of how to get to certain places. Is there any of the specific supports on the programme that you've utilised? You're on the programme now 3 years, yeah, but that you've utilised or found really beneficial over the 3 years?
So yeah, definitely. I think one of the most beneficial ones is definitely the academics of sport, because I think, you know, as I was only 17 coming in first year, all exams just seemed to be, they seemed to be a lot, like, so, like, even Jack, like, the, like, if you, all you need to do is ask. So, like, if you're struggling, if you're whatever, like, all you need to do is ask them for a bit of help. They will do everything in their power to make sure that you've got the right support, you know, the right links to get you, you know, so you know exactly what you're doing.
Great. So, just, Dean, I might jump back to you on this. Obviously, our WIT Open Day is coming up this weekend as well. And it's interesting for me that you, obviously, is it fair to say you would have selected your course specifically to WIT, and I suppose you might talk to us a little bit about your thought process behind that. It was academic driven as opposed to deciding to come to a WIT for your sport.
Yeah, well, of course, with the scholarship program here, it obviously is a very big attraction. The lads do promote it very well on social media and that, and I know when they rebranded with the Vikings scholarship, it did come it was all over social media. But in terms of your choice of course, like, I always find that you have to go with what you want to do, not what other people are doing or universities, or, you know, you have to go to a university. I don't think that's the case, because I think you can still get what you want out of it. As long as you like what you're doing, you should go and do it in college, because at the end of the day, it's your career path. So obviously coming to WIT, everything kind of aligned for me, really, more than anything, in terms of I live in Waterford. The course I wanted to do was in WIT. Then the sport I compete in, my club is in Waterford. So everything kind of aligned that way. So if it's right for you, it's right for you, I find. If people come and looking on the open day, they're looking around, they're kind of seeing all these mad different courses, they don't know where to start. Just whatever you're interested in or whatever you have been good at the last couple of years, to have a look and just talk to everyone there. Like, obviously with the sports scholarship, I was over talking to Jack and Tom and all the lads. They were kind of very helpful in terms of the sports side and the scholarship side. And then all the lecturers at the open days are very knowledgeable about all the courses. So it's all about kind of communicating with everyone there to see, because you never know, there might be a course there that you don't know that you were interested in until you're hearing about it and you're like, oh, that might be something that I'd be interested in.
Great. Fidelma, yours didn't quite align. So your club, and you play county football for Clare as well, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I suppose it is like very far away. It is 2.5-3 hours away, and it is, sometimes it can be very tricky with getting back from training, because I have to go home every weekend to play county and stuff. You're talking about, you're travelling all day home Friday. You have to get off a bus, you're training for 2 hours, then you're doing the exact same thing Sunday on the way back. But what I found helped with that a lot is definitely the money that's available to us. Like, I actually don't think I could have been able to, like, afford it, let's say, if the money wasn't there. And I don't think I would have wanted it, like, because if you can't afford it, like, you just can't do it. So obviously the money helped me so I can, like, go back and forth to county. But, like, as I said, it's so helpful, and I'm so happy I'm able, like, because a lot of people are not able to travel, like, back and forth, if you get me.
Super. It's a great commitment from both. Jack, I'm going to jump back to you now. Yeah. I'll let you off there for a little while now. I suppose for you, how does it feel hearing the benefits of the programme for two athletes that are in it already? Often when you're rolling out a programme, you have all these ideas and processes that you run. But how does it feel now hearing the benefits that they're receiving from it?
Yeah, I suppose it's hugely rewarding, I suppose, from a sporting background myself. All I've ever wanted to do is play sport, and the fact that I get to do, I suppose, not do, but be involved in sport for my living is a huge plus. And to hear that I'm actually aiding people, or like that are the sports office between all of us in there, are helping the students compete to a high level, and I suppose giving them the tools that they need to really compete at that high level, and to continue to compete at that high level, as Fidelma said, to travel back and forth, and as Dean said, it all aligned with his own club to be involved in that, and just being even a small little part of that, I suppose, is very rewarding.
The one thing that's jumped out for me in relation to the programme, and maybe this is in other colleges as well, but it seems to be very individualistic. So the needs of the student athlete are met on an individual basis. Do you want to maybe give a little comment on that,
yeah,
Jack?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, like, we have a mad, not a, I suppose, a mad number of sports. We've kind of different sports altogether. You have your main sports, like your GAA that Fidelma is obviously involved in, your soccer that Sean would be involved in, your athletics, basketball, all covered in the scholarship programme. But you have then the likes of Dean, who's obviously the first karate scholarship in WIT, Holly Widger, who's InterVarsity's champion in female surfing at the minute. It just I suppose proves that we cater for all sports here, and just because you're doing one sport might be, say, focused on more here, or that's generally not the case here in WIT. We like to focus on all sports, and if you're doing a certain sport, I know Joey, who's our S&C coach, he loves a new sport coming in. He relishes in the opportunity to deal with a new person, and the different demands, I suppose, in different sports pose new challenges, and I suppose that's what we're looking for all the time.
Super. And Dean, you mentioned that you were the first karate sports scholarship student here. You must be very proud of that.
Yeah, well, it's a big thing for me. Like, in terms of like karate take-up in Ireland is quite small in the grand scheme of all the other sports, the football, soccer, hurling. So for me, there's only a certain amount, I think there's about two or three clubs in Waterford for karate, but I kind of come from, I my boys' opinion, will be the best club in Waterford, and we're starting to show it on an international stage now. So, no, I was glad to get the opportunity, but from the lads, like, before I kind of got to show what I could do on an international stage, because I did compete from a young age, underage, under-16s, internationally. I've been to the likes of Poland, Hungary, Serbia, England to compete, and I've won a few medals across those countries. But now I'm kind of after stepping up a level where it's a lot more difficult, and I'm in the senior events and I'm in the under-21s where, like, there are men you're fighting now, so it's a lot more difficult. But the lads kind of showed their faith in me, and obviously, financially, last year I was kind of struggling to get to a couple of events. There was a couple of Premier Leagues going on, yeah, youth leagues, which is their under 21 events where there's world ranking points involved. And the lads helped me out in terms of getting flights covered for going to away to Venice last December and to Croatia in Umag there in June. And without the scholarship, sure, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. And I take pride in that they're willing to keep helping me, because I'm trying to repay what they're giving me in terms of results. And I think with Belgium, obviously showed that I'm not just a lost cause now at the moment, that I'm able to get a few medals on the board. So I'm hoping that I can open doors for the next kind of lot of karate fighters or any kind of martial arts fighters to come into the college, and they can see what I'm doing. And even if they can exceed what I'm doing, like, that would be the goal for me.
Yeah, you're a trailblazer in it, which is super. Yeah, so it is. And as in, you're knocking on the door there with those results, so that they'll need to give you more support.
Oh, they already know. I had a text message in last week.
But Elvin, you're coming from, obviously Dean is coming from an individual perspective. Yeah. You're coming from a team perspective. Is there anything different that you would see are beneficial in relation to obviously being part of the team and the club here, that environment?
So obviously, like, I feel like it probably would be much easier individually, but like as a team, you're working, you have to bond with these girls, like, and coming away from, let's say, something that I know of, and coming onto a completely different team, that is difficult coming in. But obviously you just have to bond as a team. Like, doing things together is something that's so important, especially in a college team. Like, even like doing strength and conditioning together, doing like everything together as a team, it all builds. And I think that's so important. Just touching on what Dean said, like he was saying, how he works in Super Value, the weekends and stuff, and I honestly don't know how you could actually do it. Because, like, I suppose because I'm so far away that I travel up and down, like, it'd be hard to have like a job or whatever, but like if I didn't have that money there, it would be so hard. So fair play to you.
Okay. And how's the ladies football going, Fidelma?
So it's actually going, it's not too bad. Like the main thing is because we lost so many players last year, like you can't really use that as an excuse. Like we lose players every year, like everyone graduates. So you just have to bond together. Hopefully, like we did really well last year, we did well like the year before, so hopefully we can replicate that this year and hopefully even go one step further and win in Giles.
It's after Christmas when your championship really kicks off. It's league obviously before Christmas, is it?
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose like there's new players on the team. There's so much things happening like during the league. So the main, or obviously our main focus is to get to that championship, to get to that Giles and hopefully go one step further this year and win it.
Super. And Dean, what's next for you?
Well, at the moment I'm awaiting the decision on the under-21 team has been announced for the European Championships in Budapest in February. I'm hoping that my result in Belgium will persuade the coaches to pick myself in my first time to represent Ireland, which I'll be really eager to get into. As I'm only back in the main organisation 1 year, so to be even considered now at the moment is kind of an achievement in itself. So we'll see. I think they're announcing the team on the 30th of November because they have to wait. The under-18s Irish Nationals are on this weekend, so I'm hoping that I get picked for -67 under-21. And if that doesn't happen, I will be competing internationally all next year. I'm hoping to get 3 or 4 internationals in and really test myself again and bring back a few medals to Waterford again.
Super. Jack, might leave the last word with you. You might talk to us a little bit about, obviously we'll have incoming students, we have students who are here in the college as we speak. What's the criteria or how do they go about applying for sports scholarships here in WIT?
I suppose criteria-wise, like our main big one that we always push out there is just, it basically has to be recognised by Sport Ireland. It's something that, so basically Dean would have came in on the Onakai is the national governing body, so he switched to them because they're recognised by Sport Ireland to be considered for the sports scholarship programme. I suppose he was rewarded by actually achieving a place on the programme then. So generally all your main sports are recognised by Sport Ireland, but if you're ever unsure, just go to the Federation of Irish Sport and check if your national governing body is recognised there. If it is, you're absolutely eligible to apply. Application process is very simple. All you need to do is go to wit.ie/sports scholarships and just apply through there. So the application process is there. It talks you through everything you need to do. So it's basically your main details, your school, or if you're finishing school, not your school, the courses you've applied for or the courses that you're doing, and basically your past achievements. And your future ambitions, I suppose, is also a big one because we look for ambitious students, I suppose, to be on the programme. We're not looking for people who are looking backwards, but rather looking forwards and looking to achieve big things in the future. The main thing we kind of look at is your achievements in the last 18 months. So we could have students, for example, who could be on a GAA team, say on a minor team, they could have achieved maybe a minor All-Ireland or minor team of the year. But if they don't continue to achieve, they may not be considered for the programme, if that makes sense. So again, it's looking for that ambitious player, that ambitious athlete who's constantly looking to achieve further, and that's the kind of athlete we want involved with us. That's the kind of athlete that we want to help, the athlete that wants to achieve further and further all the time.
Great. It's fantastic to hear that I suppose that we are surrounded by so many of those athletes. It's great to see that the programme is very obviously having a great effect on the athletes involved. Jack, Dean, Fidelma, many thanks for coming today.
Thanks very much.
Dean, Fidelma, I'd like to wish you the very best of luck over the rest of the season in all your ventures. I hope it all worked. I have no doubt it will all work out well from chatting with you today. You can catch up on all our sporting events and information on WIT Vikings Sport Facebook, Instagram and Twitter page. And that's a wrap for episode 16. I've been Lizzie. And I wish Tom was here, but he will be back and he'll be double jobbing on the next one. Delighted to say this podcast was brought to you by Wit Novus. Thanks for listening. No, really, really good.
A few airs in the middle, but
yeah. I suppose, and absolutely, and fantastic. That's kind of, yeah.